Simple. Can't stop.
I know.
Won't stop.
I love that in a man. Good morning, Skip.
Hey, what up, girlie? How you feeling?
I'm good. How you feeling?
Oh, you're looking all Tyrese this morning.
It is a Tyrese Tuesday.
Yes, it is. And it's the one and only J.A.B.
What is going on? It's a dark skin Tuesday, baby. That's right.
Dark skin Tuesday.
Thank you, Tyree.
Ooh, so for the ladies, Sybil, it's a triple scoop of that chocolate nut. Tyrese, Jay, and me, huh?
No darker than that.
It's one really good scoop. Yeah, let's put it that way, shall we?
Oh, we're going to make it do what it do, baby. Thomas on vacation.
Some sprinkles, huh? Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll be the sprinkles.
Okay, and Sybil will kind of keep us in line today because you know how the brothers get together. We want to cut up and act a fool. Thomas on vacation.
And
so
it's a little late for that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be some cutting up.
Trying to bring some sanity to this.
We got to eat.
Woo. So we do have a live in-studio jam right here in the Red Velvet Cake Studio. Tyrese in the building.
Himself.
Yeah, so it's going to be on.
Hey, everybody in the studio. How y'all doing?
Yeah, got a studio audience. Can't hear y'all.
Hey. That's a big crowd, man. That's a nice-sized crowd.
Yeah, man.
They're here for a furious time.
Fast and furious time, he's saying. You know, it's kind of sad, but obviously he had to go there. Bill Cosby offered up a confession yesterday, right, Sid?
Well, this was an old confession.
He didn't offer it, Skip. Actually, they went into and they demanded some of the legal papers. And this is from 2005, 2006, in which he was deposed and he was asked about his use of Quaaludes in order to use them on young women that he wanted to have sex with, women that he wanted to have sex with. And so under the legal process, he had to admit that, yes, he did.
And this was supposed to be sealed. These records were supposed to be sealed.
That's what
they
were
sealed.
Well, yeah, they went in and they did get the answer to the question. And so this set off a firestorm. Now, the thing is, a lot of these cases, it's too old for them to go back. Mm-hmm. They cannot go back. But as far as the women getting their good names and some sort of credibility to what they have alleged, this is going to go a long way.
Yeah, I can see that right now. It's turning out to be that way.
Yeah, the statute of limitations is up on a lot of it. But for this, and as far as the
women.
So
when do we drop the Mr. Cosby?
I think you've dropped it a long time ago.
Yeah, let's call him Mr. Do we call him Cosby or Cos or Bill or
something like that? Yeah,
something like that.
It's a sad situation, but
it's a very sad situation.
Well, what's the deal here, Sybil and Jay's home state of South Carolina? Okay, so we got one more voting victory is required in South Carolina.
I'm ashamed to be from South Carolina.
And then the Confederate flag will be gone.
And this is from the man who is in the neighboring state of North Carolina.
What the flag you talking about?
What the flag?
Now, here's the thing. If the flag comes down, Sybil, it ain't going away, okay? I can tell you that.
No, and I think it's going to go up even more with a vengeance, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
As it already has, especially, like, if you noticed in a lot of the broadcasts and social media and everything over the weekend, people were raising the flag, the Confederate flag, more than ever, and trying to protest what has started and now seemingly is going to go forward in South Carolina. Yesterday was the first step. Well, the first step was them demanding that it be brought down. The second step is the legal process, and that is with the South Carolina legislature. And the Senate yesterday voted 37-3 to allow the state to remove the flag and the flagpole.
I wonder if some of the citizens are kind of coming down hard on the governor for agreeing.
Yeah, they want that flag, Skip. In South Carolina, they want that flag.
Everybody's
not against that flag.
Going into the news broadcast, we played that robocall that they played over the weekend, and people asking the citizens to go forward and to call their representatives and say, you know, don't vote to remove the flag. Now, this has to have a two-thirds vote, which is likely to be held today. And with any luck, The legislation, the paperwork could be on the governor's desk Thursday or Friday, and it could go forward. But as you both have noted, and as you know, natives of these states, this is not going to be as easy as it seems to be right now.
No, because on the first of, in the month of January every year, they have Confederate Flag Day, and that's going to be really, really big next year.
I'm not even talking about that, Jay. I'm talking about just right now, this very moment. I'm not talking about even 6 months down the road. Mm-hmm. This is even though we're still, you know, in the wake of what the horrible things that happened at the church and all the other things that have gone on, but still. This is the way these people feel about this flag and the history that they claim to have with it and everything. Forget about the fact that it's only been up for 50 years. Mm-hmm. The anger and the
yeah, that's what I want to ask you, Sybil. Will the change hurt or will it help racism?
I think it'll hurt. I think it'll make them meaner. It'll make them in
defiance
of the flag.
I don't know if they can be any meaner, but I agree.
I think they can. I think not, they can crank it up or not.
Yeah.
That's amazing part about it. But in defiance of the decision for it not to be on the State House, you're going to see it everywhere, Skip.
Yeah,
especially in South. You're going to see it everywhere.
And I don't think it's just in South Carolina. I think it's
not at all.
People are going to take this and use it, and it's going to be interesting. What I'm looking forward to is how the Republicans respond to this, not just the presidential candidates, but how they respond going through this whole political process, through the political season. So we shall see.
Yeah, if you think the tension is thick now, it's going to another level, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. 7 minutes past the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.